the problem is that the issue came up, government quickly put before parliament. Before it could be debated, it's been pushed through and supposed to be finished. None of us is properly informed. And this matter is too serious to be dealt with in this manner. And I don't really understand the hurry in pushing it through very quickly. If the Americans have good agreement with them to operate in Ghana, why are we in a hurry? Just take time. Let Ghanaians understand. The country belongs to us, the Ghanaians. Because we all can't go to parliament and debate. We vote people to parliament. We vote the president. And supposed to be working on our behalf. That is what I understand to be democracy. A government of the people, by the people, for the people. It's not too late. I don't want this thing to be rushed because it's so fundamental to our independence. I would ask the president, even at this late hour, to allow debate to go on. I know he's a Democrat. I know he's a bit, but to rush through this thing there, you know, it's not in our interest.
Brigadier General Nunu Mensah said he does not see the immediate or long-term benefits of the agreement with Ghana. He said the country's priority should be on improving the economy and providing jobs for the unemployed youth.
A lot of our government since Nkrumah's time, they take it for granted and do many things that are not in our favor. We are saying that government before this government, 98 and 2015, have similar agreements. Therefore, we are just repeating what had been done. But if what we are doing now, or the agreements of old, are not in our favor, there's nothing that says we should by force, you know, conform to it. I've looked and looked and looked, and I can't find this which will help Ghana. Young men like you, so many have got no jobs, nowhere to sleep. That is the war we are fighting. So in all this, we must look for something which will benefit Ghana. And I can't say anything like that from our point of view.
You heard the former Chief of Defense Staff, Brigadier General Nunu Mensah.